Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pavko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting 8th. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mathews moves to second. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Hearn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adcock moves to third. Ditmer moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a pop-up into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dittmer takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Dark moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sparn. Mueller moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dittmer strikes out. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn strikes out. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson pinch runs for Bobby Hoffman. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards second. Dittmer throws to second for 1, and Logan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rigney moves to second. 1 out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive beyond third. Matthews can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Calderon now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adcock. The throw from Calderon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Saldivar's now catching. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pendleton scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ditmer strikes out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Dale Crandall. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. George Crow now playing first base. Walker Cooper now catching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Irvin moves to second. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Irvin trying to get to home. Bruton throws the ball into Cooper who tags Irvin who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.